and welcome to the D&D Podcast, Dementia Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Where we talk about a lot of stuff.
We talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Mostly just yabber on.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Yep.
Fuel down here is 15 cents a gallon cheaper than in Eldo and Stockton and.
Wow, that is the opposite of my experience with Oklahoma.
Yep.
So it must have been something pretty radical going on when I passed through there.
Probably.
Yeah. So.
Parallel Kingdom. Red Towers.
Yeah, do they have a computer version of that one yet?
No.
Yay.
I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Cool.
Yeah, it should be closer to Oklahoma City, but I had to stop, walk around, because I was getting sleepy.
Yep. So no Michael?
Nope.
So what's the point of this podcast?
You what?
So what's the point of this podcast?
Exactly. But I advertised that we were going to be here, so we're here.
That's the point of this podcast.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm as tired as if it was 8 o'clock. I still had to race here before the sun set and the rain hit, which it doesn't appear it's going to do. So, it's 8:09.
Yeah, Kelly showed up on the land this morning, said you were an hour late.
Ah! Well.
But you weren't. You were an hour late because the clocks changed.
Yeah, I work off sunrise and sunset. So I didn't lose an hour of sleep.
Nope. The clocks
were screwed with. Somebody screwed with all the clocks.
No, people lose sleep in the spring, not the fall. They get to sleep in an hour.
In the spring.
I don't know.
Yay.
Yeah.
So this advertiser I picked up. This advertiser I picked up is all Spanish.
The what is?
This advertiser.
Oh, yeah, because it was at the Mexican restaurant.
Yep, it's all Spanish. Apparently, Spanish people like to eat at Chinese restaurants.
Right.
Yeah.
stone. Red Towers.
Yeah.
I'm basically getting rid of one of my alts because I misspelled the domain name.
Oh, no.
So what I done was I sold everything to my main character, one of my main characters. And then turned around and gave the gold back to my main character. But I priced the product so high that nobody else will buy them.
Right. Except some crazy asshole that decided he just wants it.
Do what?
That maybe some crazy asshole decides he wants it.
Well, hey, if that's the case, I got all kinds of money. But, yeah, there's still a helmet in limbo. It's not showing up for sale. But whenever my alt goes into his inventory, it's still in his inventory, but when he goes to try to sell it, he can't sell it because it's already for sale, but it's not showing up for sale.
You can click the X and he gets it back.
You can't because it's not in the sell section. It's a glitch. So either after so much time, he'll get the helmet back, or it'll pop back up in the sell list and somebody will buy it.
Maybe. Meanwhile, you can't delete the character until it resolves.
Yeah, I can't buy it, and he can't take it back. But he can still use it until somebody buys it. Which is kind of weird. So he's running around with no armor, just a helmet. No weapons, just a helmet.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Because pretty much he's done. I'm not playing that character anymore.
Well, and, you know, player versus player isn't around yet. So,
right.
Nobody can get one. Not even for 15 seconds.
It's too bad you can't delete him or go in and edit your name because you screwed up your name.
They need a name change scroll.
Yeah, they don't have that option. I can't even change my password if I want to change my password.
All right, Councilman Hacks. I need to change my password.
Right.
Right. Well, hack me.
Yeah.
Yeah, just before I called in, I was getting pretty good internet service. It looks like... Wow. I got nothing right now.
Nothing.
Oh, there we go. We got 2 kilobits a second. 60 bytes a second. Yeah, they do. champ. I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I got no connection. I barely got this phone call.
Nice. I wonder where what's-her-face is, the tree chopper that doesn't live too far from us.
The tree chopper?
Yeah, Queenie from Parallel Kingdom rejoined our kingdom.
Oh.
Yeah, she was a tree chopper. We need wood.
Oh, yeah. Can we plant berries?
No, you cannot.
Well, that sucks.
And I don't know if she still has the same number or KIK. So she hasn't responded to me in a long time, and so I think she might have changed her number, or she's just not responding to me. But I let her know that Red Towers was up and running like I told her I would. But, I don't know. Anyway, so, yeah. If she's on there, she'll start selling wood for too long. Because she's a tree chopper. I mean, that's basically all she does. She doesn't hardly kill monsters or anything like that. She just runs around and chops down trees. That's all she does. Do what?
She's a tree killer.
She's a lumberjack.
A tree killer.
Yeah. But she'll have to kill something in order to get gold so she can jump from flag to flag.
Right. Ah, there it is. Red Towers.
That or sell her wood for gold.
Yep.
I'm working on reorganizing my alts. I created a new Gmail account for this $25 smartphone. And, set up a new Gmail account, a new password, and all that stuff. So now I'm just waiting to find out what happens to this helmet. And, then I will assign a new alt to that phone.
You know, there's a website. We can have any email account you can imagine. At that site. You know, at whatever that site is. I forget what the site's called. But here's the thing. The email account never requires a password. So anybody who can think of that.
Catfish use those all the time.
Right.
Yeah, you just go to the website and put in the email address, and that's the password. That's access. You can go in and look at all the emails.
Right. So you know what I'm talking about. All right?
Oh, yeah.
So you can create a series of characters. I wonder if Red Towers will allow you to use that for your account.
First, they probably would until they catch on.
So be careful what characters you create there, because you may lose them.
Right. Yeah, just set up a Gmail account with a creative username, like I don't know, like Red Towers Dots something or other, blah, 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 and at gmail.com, and then create your alt using that email address.
Right.
Then I'm going to look at every email address. But if they catch on to email servers, you know, like those kind of email servers, then they could block an email server. Well, they're not going to block Google.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, they'd kind of cut their own throat.
Right.
Like, we know it's a fake account, but damn it, you can't block the server.
Well, I mean, if they find a fake account, they'll block that account.
Right.
But if they don't know, you know, you're hidden with everybody else. You just gotta not make it too apparent that it's an alt. I mean, our alts are mostly just going to be collecting resources for us. So nobody's hardly ever going to see them unless they go through our cities. And then they'll see our alts there working. Our mule, if you will. And that's basically all our mules are going to do is, you know, collect resources, build resources, and it'll be in our little small town, and then we'll go to our hometown, collect our resources, and go do what we got to do with them. And we'll share our resources with other people in our community.
Well, yeah, and it'll be our way of being in multiple places at once, basically.
We have that too. You know, if we need a save point and we're out of towers or whatever, we can use an alt for a save point or, you know, for a, what do they call those? I don't know. Anyways, you know, a jump location.
Yep.
Just put your alt there, and then when you need to go back there, have your alt send you an invite. But right now, the game doesn't let you do that. But they will in the future.
Sure they will.
Hopefully. If they plan on being anything cool like PK, they'll have that option.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, and you wouldn't necessarily have to invite yourself. You could use the alt to invite somebody else to a certain location.
Oh, yeah. That's how you get the cool places. Go to the chat room and say, hey, I need an invite to blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
You know, like if you need sulfur, which they'll call it something else in the game, but, you know, we're going using old names. You need sulfur, you say, hey, I need sulfur. Where can I find sulfur? Somebody might give you an invite to that location.
Ah, there we go. I just logged in. How do I see who am I?
Huh?
How do I see who I am?
How do you see who you are? Go click on menu. and then click on the helmet in the middle.
Okay. My profile. There we go. Hey, I'm DD&D. I think I just lost you. Okay, Kano got dropped. Hopefully he'll call back in before I get dropped. Because that wouldn't be cool. Oh, my. So, yeah. There he is.
Hello.
Yeah, make sure you call in again before I drop out.
Yeah. All right, did you click on the helmet?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I confirmed who I was. I'm DD&D this time.
There you go.
Oh my.
Oh, me, oh, my. What?
I might just buy a sewing machine this winter.
You might buy a sewing machine this winter?
Yeah, after I've gotten enough batteries.
Yeah.
Run the inverter. I might be making scarves all winter long.
You what?
I might be making scarves all winter long.
Oh, okay. Well, you find a good deal on an embroidery machine, let me know. After I got the money, of course, but I'll go ahead and buy it so you can do my embroidery.
About $1,000.
Huh?
The big ones, well, no, they're more than that.
Yeah, I figure minimum I'm gonna have to pay $1,000.
You can get one that'll do decent things like badges and things like that as basically a sewing machine, regular sewing machine size. And you hook it up to your computer and it'll literally print out your pictures in thread.
Right. But how much?
What?
Yeah, but how much?
I'd say $300 to $500 for that kind of machine.
Oh, $300 to $500.
Yeah, but it doesn't do the big stuff.
Right. Well, yeah, that wouldn't be a bad start.
Okay, you must be in a bad zone because your voice just went.
What?
Yeah, I did that.
Oh, okay. It'll be better now. I did pretty good going the opposite direction without losing signal. I don't know why I lost signal this time.
That's all right. I lost signal right here on the farm.
Right here on the farm.
Yep. With a big honking antenna right across the street from me.
Wrong antenna. Oh, but you're on a different network now.
No, I'm still on the same network.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Is that what they said, or is that the truth?
True.
Okay.
True, you're right. It's what they said.
Oh. So it's hearsay evidence.
You're what?
It's hearsay.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of hearsay.
Never.
So, Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. I've come to the conclusion that I am not an animal.
You're not an animal?
No, I'm not an animal.
How'd you come to that conclusion?
How many animals do not sniff each other's butt?
I don't think that proves a damn thing.
Yeah, well, I think pretty much most animals sniff each other's butt. And that is just disgusting. So, I don't think, well, there might be some humans that might sniff each other's butts, but for the most part, most humans would not even fathom sniffing each other's boots.
It's considered unusual, but I have seen people who will sniff butts, so.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think, yeah, one of my daughters is a butt sniffer. I forgot which one.
That's considered aberrant behavior.
Yeah, so she's an animal. But, yeah, I've come to the conclusion that I'm not an animal.
Based on butt sniffing.
Based on butt sniffing.
Wow.
Well, that's okay. Only one basis. But still. I mean, you know, we are mammals. There's a lot of mammals in the animal kingdom.
Right on.
But I'm not sure if all the other mammals are butt sniffers or not.
Okay, I know I'm not at the end of the road. Let's
Do
see
what?
If they'll let me get a flag.
You what?
I know I'm not at the end of the road, but... Okay, I'm going to build a flag here.
If
oh, my God,
can.
Let me build a flag.
Maybe
no
you
way.
Are. Where are you at?
55.
Oh, somebody's flags must have got burned. Too bad I can't send you an invite. I'm all the way at the top. Well, not all the way, but as far as you can go.
How far can you see? You lost signal again. Right. So, apparently I gotta waste some of my flag building materials in order to bridge a gap. They should not have been there. Hello.
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 So, I forget what our vision range is in this game.
Vision range.
How far can we see ahead and behind?
Oh, only like 3 or 4 circles, maybe 5.
Okay.
Whoa, son of a bitch. Okay.
Well, yeah, so somebody went through and burned a whole bunch of flags out here.
Yeah.
And so for me to get back to you, I have to... Wow. I'm going to have to go chop down some trees.
Well, at least you know where... At least you got a guideline. Just stay on 55.
Yeah, but somebody will probably come burn down my flags.
Oh, well. Once you get far enough north, you can build a tower.
What good does that do?
I don't know, but somebody said in the chat that they attacked the tower once, and it was not a pretty sight.
Oh, my.
Or they said it did not turn out well.
Oh, my.
Yeah. But that's only if you plan on jumping around. I mean, I don't really see the point in doing anything because the game's going to reset soon, whenever, I don't know when.
You know what'd be funny? Is if everything you build remains.
That would be cool.
And then because you went to the trouble of building stuff near where you wanted to be, those towers that you built defend the place from you.
If you attack it.
Well, or, you know, they set up and do not pass or whatever.
Yeah, if you mark it private, that would suck. We'd have to gang up on it with all of our alts.
Yeah. I'm wasting a lot of time looking ahead to see if I can jump to the next spot. Now, I wonder if the person who attacked the flags, if they trapped themselves on the wrong side.
Oh, that'd be, yeah, right? Well,
so they're heading their way.
Well, they may or may not be able to trap themselves on the wrong side because they can always jump from the city.
This is true. When they
or
get tired, when they get tired of destruction.
Yeah.
But you may find that such a person is coming up right behind you.
Right.
Okay, I cannot build any more flags. I need to go chop some trees.
Build a tower instead.
Hell no. Wow, there's nothing to buy.
Yeah, if you went far enough north to where you didn't see any more flags, the last flag would have been mine. And you would have seen me there.
You know, I think my wood and my leather from before disappeared.
Interesting. I got 80 more miles to go. Oh, I forgot to re-navigate to the apartment.
Hey.
They're putting me in a man camp when I get there.
Hey, should we play Ron Paul?
Oh, yeah, it's a new week.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No, because that'll spoil next week.
Who cares?
Nah, let's not.
Let's do it and say we didn't.
You're a nut.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. I'm not an animal, I'm an almond joy.
Right.
Ooh. Yeah, I wish PK was still here.
Yep. Okay. All right. There's some leather and some wood for sale.
What's for sale?
Some leather and some wood.
Oh, there's leather now? How much?
21 wood.
Oh. Oh, you put leather on the market. Yeah, somebody had one wood for $999,999,999 gold.
Did it sell?
No, of course not.
Oh, shit. All the flags I built are on top of old flags.
Oh, okay.
Nobody burnt anything.
So you were able to plant a flag on top of another flag.
Right. Because I couldn't see if there was flags there.
So that's how the other flags, the other double flags, got placed.
Because somebody needed to move forward, and things weren't showing up like they were supposed to.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I gotta dig out all those phones. Does any of Delana's old phones work?
I think a couple of the dumb phones worked.
Junk phones or dumb phones?
Dumb phones.
Okay. Well, once I get them backing up this other one, I think I figured out why it works and won't work. It's the connection. Every time I take the battery out and put it back in, it'll start working again. So we can use that for an alt also.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's taking forever to load. So I can see the flag, but I can't re-click on it.
You did what?
I can see the flags, but I can't really click on them.
Oh. Did you see my 3D picture?
Yeah, how'd you do that?
Using both fingers. You can actually, I don't remember exactly what I did, but... Because I couldn't undo it. I could do it, but I couldn't undo it. But basically, I just kind of twisted it with my two fingers, with two fingers, you know, like stretching
Whoa!
It. You figured it out.
I twisted it.
Yeah. Keep doing similar things, and you'll be able to bring it down sideways and make it a three-dimensional. You can look at it from the side view, from a side view. And okay. They will literally be three-dimensional. Well, they won't be three-dimensional. It'll be two-dimensional characters on a three-dimensional page, if you will. It'll look 3D,
right.
But then everything's still 2D on a 3D platform or whatever. I don't know how to pronounce it or how to describe it. But things will be behind things. And so it'll be 3D, but all the characters and all the trees and all that stuff, they're only one-dimensional. But they look, I mean two-dimensional, but they look 3D. They look 3D.
Right.
Most of the trees, because the trees have shadows.
Hey.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. I have a charger on my phone. That was on the tablet.
Yeah.
It was an LG tablet, so...
It's a little freaky.
Freaky! I wonder if we could have done that with PK. That would have been freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Especially if you had like a big screen, like one of those huge tablets. That would have been awesome. Or a smart TV.
Yep.
Can you imagine playing this game on a smart TV?
I don't know if I can't play.
Huh?
Not if I can't.
Yeah, can you imagine playing this game on a, you know, 72-inch, screen?
Yes, actually.
That would be
awesome. I should probably go over to Joe's house and do exactly that.
Is Joe's TV a touchscreen?
No.
Yeah, it would have to be a touchscreen.
I don't think they make touchscreens that big.
They do, actually.
Okay. Okay. Logging in again. Just please wait.
Do what?
Hey. And there's a little around and around and around.
Oh, okay.
Oh. And then went back to the login screen. Well, that's not good.
Thank darn delay. So you only created two characters so far?
Yep.
I've created too many already. I got 9 characters.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4. I think 4 of them have their usernames are web addresses.
Ah, there's a problem with Cricket. I can't use my phone as a hotspot with Cricket without paying them extra.
Well, but you can. Huh? Yeah, but isn't there an app that you can put install that will allow you to do it anyway?
And apparently they put in something into the phone itself that will not allow you to do it without their permission.
Ah, well, that sucks.
Phone.
Do what?
I would have to root the phone, which means I'd probably have to pay another $99 to get another phone after I ruin this one.
After you ruin it?
Ruin it.
I'm sure there's a way you can hack it. I got faith in you.
Yeah, I don't know enough about the phones, though. So, chances are. Let's see, where's the trash can? Interesting. Oh, there we go. Yeah, it turns out I had the weather widget on my phone. Up front. And I don't like it. It doesn't tell me enough.
Well, they got other weather widget options. Like, this new phone, the weather widgets don't give it They're not the same as on the Galaxy. And I like the one on the Galaxy better. But it gave me like five options for weather widgets. So I basically picked all the ones that I liked and put them all on different screens.
Right.
Because one tells me 5 days in a row. Another one only tells me today. Well, the rest of them only tell me today.
Yeah, this one weather widget.
But, so I picked the one that I like the best out of that one, and then also picked the one that's got all 5 days on it. And it's put on two different pages.
Yeah, well, theirs doesn't tell me when sunrise and sunset is, and...
Well, go get another one.
Yeah.
See if the Farmer's Almanac has a widget. That'd be cool. Plant whatever today. Oh, yeah, it tells you the next 5 days what to do. So, yeah, they're putting me in a man camp this month. So, I'm not sure I'm going to like it because I got to bunk up with somebody. But that's why I'm looking at maybe buying Deb's camper. I'll just bring it down here and live in it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Hey, Toll. Hello, 450. $5. Thank you. Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Go hammer, yo hammer, go hammer, yo hammer, go hammer, 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 hammer.
Arm and Hammer.
Leg and Hammer.
Yeah.
It's more like a leg hammer. Do what? Ah, Gary Ray's gone. Hopefully I don't lose signal while he's gone. Anyways. Yeah. Red Towers. We try to make our podcast a Parallel Kingdom podcast because nobody calls in. Thinking that might get us some callers when we were playing Parallel Kingdom. And then once we announced that we were going to do a Parallel Kingdom podcast and did our first podcast, the next week, Parallel Kingdom announced that they were shutting down. It was like, well, hell. So we did a Parallel Kingdom podcast all the way up until the end of PK, and then went back to our normal stuff. So now that Red Towers is doing well, there's no other competition yet. No other real competition. We're talking about Red Towers. And but there's supposedly two other parallel kingdom spin-offs that are trying to get off the ground. It's just Red Towers is the first one to get their beta side up and running that we know of. There might be other beta sites out there, but we weren't invited. Red Towers is open to the public to beta test. It said the people that donate get bonuses, but I donated. I didn't get any bonuses. I'm not that worried about it. I didn't donate a whole lot. But I donated because I want to see them be successful. And I'm actually thinking, well, I thought about being an investor, but I just ain't got the money to do it right now. I had a bad year. And I got to put most of my money into the farm. I might regret later not investing, but, and I still kind of want to, but I don't know. It's just not logical. But not logical things actually make money. Just like I said, people get addicted to things like this. I'm addicted to it, sort of. Not as much as I was PK, but I'm still somewhat addicted to it because it's like PK. Once I can make it to my homeland and start building my infrastructure and start defending my territory and protecting and defending my kingdom and my people, I'll be more addicted then. So, this is kind of what I already do in real life, except we don't really sword fight or anything like that in real life. We got guns, but we don't go around shooting people yet either. We have a revolution, which we need one. We'll probably end up having to go through all of that. So it's kind of like a real life experience in a game. Protecting your community, protecting your homeland from other evil players. And he's back! Hello, come in. Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. Hello. I don't know if that's David Ray or somebody else.
Yeah, it's me.
Ah, okay, cool.
So, it allowed me on the phone call. Hello.
Yeah.
So, it allowed me in on the phone call. That's some interesting feedback I'm getting.
What kind of feedback are you getting?
Strange beeps and twitters.
Oh, that's my GPS.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. I guess my phone knows that it's been an hour, and that's why it hung up.
1 hour?
Yeah, it's saying it was late. It's time for you to go to bed. Yeah, it's 9 o'clock. 9:06 now.
It's almost 9 o'clock. No, it's almost 8 o'clock. No, it is 8 o'clock. I'll make it to Oklahoma City by 9.
Then you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Well, I am tired. But
I didn't see you because the podcast.
You what?
I am tired, but I didn't see that was the podcast.
So I called back in.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want, we can end the podcast now.
Yeah.
Especially since we don't have a co-host.
Yeah. So any last words about Red Towers?
What?
Any last words about Red Towers? Hello? 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 Okay. Maybe Ray is gone again. So anyways, check out Red Towers. It's a pretty cool game. Right now, we're working our way up I-55 in Mississippi, trying to get to Missouri. We got some other people trailblazing up I-55, too. We ain't quite made it to Memphis yet, but I'm almost to Memphis. Once we get to Memphis, then we'll keep going up I-55 to 555 to 63 to 60 to 13, and bam, we're home. We're pretty close to home. So, by the time we get there, they'll reset the game and we'll have to start all over. Anyway. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to try to focus on talking about Red Towers, unless we do have a caller. If our Sunday podcast is a bust, continues to be a bust by the end of the month, then we'll just continue our Sunday podcast, just do our Saturday podcast as usual. So... But, yeah, I've got a co-worker down here in Oklahoma wanted to do a Sunday podcast. So if it works out, it works out. If not, well, like I said, we'll just continue it. But we're still doing our Saturday podcast. And so you can find all of our podcasts at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. We've got like 2 years worth of podcasts, and I just renewed the server for another 2 years, so we'll have another 2 years worth of podcasts on there. So check them out. I don't remember when Parallel Kingdoms died, but it was about July. July was about the middle of it. So I'll have to go back and look and see when it died. And you can go back and listen to our PK podcast, but some of them were cool, some of them were not as cool. But one of our first podcasts that we did, it was really cool. Actually, we had a couple really good podcasts in the beginning, and then it just kind of died out. And they haven't been the same since. But maybe, eventually, somebody will call in and we'll have a good podcast. Because right now, it's just David and I we just talk about whatever. And sometimes we talk about personal crap that's really not important. And there goes the Department of Highway Robbery. You know, we talk about personal crap that probably nobody wants to hear. Or crap that we probably don't need to be talking about. But we ain't got no callers. We ain't got nothing else better to talk about. So we just talk about our personal crap. But now that Red Towers is getting off the ground, I'm going to try to talk about that more often instead of talking about our personal crap. So, there you go. Anyway, yeah, till next Saturday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Like it says, go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. And you'll get the phone number, the call-in times, all 9 yards. And call in. Give us something to talk about. You know, we'll talk about pretty much anything under the sun. All right. Talk to you later. Thanks. Bye. Oh, let me do Ron Paul real quick. Damn, I got a tailgater. All right. Now let me do Ron Paul.
November 6th. Last Thursday, congressional Republicans unveiled their tax reform legislation. On the same day, President Trump nominated current Federal Reserve Board Governor Jerome Powell to succeed Janet Yellen as Federal Reserve Chair. While the tax plan dominated the news, the Powell appointment will have much greater long-term impact. Federal Reserve policies affect every aspect of the economy, including whether the Republican tax plan will produce long-term economic growth. President Obama made history by appointing the first female Fed chair. President Trump is also making history. If confirmed, Powell would be the first former investment banker to serve as chairman of the Federal Reserve. Powell's background suggests he will continue Janet Yellen's Wall Street-friendly low interest rates and easy money policies. Powell is an outspoken opponent of the Audit the Fed legislation. In 2015, Powell delivered an address at Catholic University devoted to attacking Audit the Fed. Like most Fed apologists, Powell claims the audit would compromise the Fed's independence and allow Congress to control monetary policy. However, like all who make this claim, Powell cannot point to anything in the text of the bill giving Congress any power over the Federal Reserve. Powell's concerns about protecting the Fed's independence are misplaced, as the Fed has never been free of political influence. The Fed has a long history of borrowing and bowing to presidential pressure to tailor monetary policy to help advance the president's political and policy agenda. The Republican tax cut plan has some positive elements, such as increasing the standard deduction, creating a new family tax credit, eliminating the death tax, and reducing the corporate tax rate and lowering taxes on small businesses. It also has some flaws, such as the millionaire surcharge imposed on upper-income taxpayers. This provision reflects a belief that upper-income taxpayers only deserve a tax break if reducing their taxes serves the interests of government by increasing economic growth. The worst part of the tax plan is that it adopts the Chain Consumer Price Index. Chain CPI is a way of measuring CPI that understates inflation's effects on our standard of living. It does this by assuming inflation has not reduced American standard of living if, for example, people can buy hamburger when they can no longer afford steak. This so-called full substitution effect ignores the fact that if individuals viewed hamburgers as a full substitute for steak, they would have bought hamburgers before Fed-created inflation made steak unaffordable. Change CPI increases the inflation tax. The inflation tax may be the worst of all taxes because it is hidden and regressive. The inflation tax is not even a tax on real wages. Instead, it is a tax on the illusionary gains in economic income caused by inflation. Since none of the tax plan's deductions are indexed for inflation, the use of chain CPI not only pushes individuals into higher brackets, it also diminishes the value of their deductions. Politicians love the inflation tax because it allows them to increase taxes without having to vote for higher taxes. Instead, the Fed does the dirty work. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve and the economic tax have both enabled the growth of the welfare warfare state and the erosion of our freedom and economic well-being. The key to restoring our liberty and prosperity as...
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.